We're talking about this crazy situation that happened in downtown Salt Lake City. The question is whether or not it's a hate crime. Let's go to Greg Skordas, renowned legal expert and all-around good guy. Greg, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
So here's the situation. This guy has a Confederate flag on his truck. It's seen downtown. This is after the Garth Brooks concert. It's seen downtown by a couple of guys who are African American. They get into an altercation over it. The truck owner is assaulted, physically assaulted. The police are looking for the suspects. But your knee-jerk reaction here, does this sound like a hate crime to you, a hate crime against the guy flying the Confederate flag?
It doesn't sound like what we've always characterized as a hate crime, which is attacking a person based on some class that they belong to, that they're a certain race or a religion or sexual orientation or something like that. That's how we used to define hate crimes. We've expanded that in Utah in a way that actually makes this a hate crime, because now we protect people's constitutional rights and say that if the attack is based on someone's some constitutionally protected area. For example, in this case, maybe he would say it was a free speech, that his display of that flag was his First Amendment right.
Right.
Attacking him based on that could be characterized under Utah law as a hate crime.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, why wouldn't it just be a regular? It's always a crime to infringe on someone's rights, or it's usually a crime to infringe on someone's constitutionally protected rights. Why would it be considered a hate crime under Utah law?
Because, well, you'd have to say that, of course, the assault you can prosecute anyway. Assault's an assault. If you hit someone,
right,
that's a crime. The hate crime just exacerbates it. It makes it a little bit worse. If you assault someone or something that they're doing, or some class that they're in, some protected class, or in this case, for him exercising his right to free speech, we can enhance the assault to a hate crime. Or you can say that, you know, that they're attacking him because he appears to be flying this Confederate flag, and that's his exercise of free speech, and they don't like his speech,
yeah,
so they're going to hurt him.
So I guess if they could prove that he drew the attack specifically because he was white, then perhaps that would be something that they could kind of pin on them.
Not just that. They'd have to say that he was also displaying this flag, that he was doing so to make a point, to exercise his free speech. It doesn't have to be speech that we like. It can be speech that very, very much offends,
right,
us.
Yeah.
But if you say he's exercising his right to speech by a Confederate flag or a KKK emblem or something like that, it may arouse and it may make people very angry. But if you're attacking someone based on that, Utah could characterize that as a hate crime.
All right, Greg Skordas, of course, a well-known defense attorney here in town, and also legal analyst here on KSL all the time, and even fills in quite a bit on the program or during on Saturdays on the roundtables here. So you hear his voice all the time here on KSL News Radio. And to hear that kind of a thing, Ethan, it really is interesting. We thank Greg for his time. But the interesting thing about this is, moving forward, Utah, this is what I was – when you and I differed on this, because I don't want to see this happen to anybody. No one wants to see anybody get punched in the face, especially when it's a startling video to see these guys outnumbered. You'll see it on KSL 5 tonight if you want to see the actual video. It is a startling video of just a beatdown, you know, of two guys who are way outnumbered, and the content of the discussion is based on – why do you have this flag on your truck, dude? And he's like, it's my right. I can have it on there, and that's it. That's
which
the end
is
of the
true. He doesn't have to explain, and he shouldn't even have. He shouldn't be required to explain. And so, you think it's a hate crime? You're coming down on that side,
yeah, because the state of Utah looks at it like that, and I think that the reason it could be considered that is because our law is I had the same thought today. I thought, well, is it really a hate crime? Is this a protected group that he's in? And unfortunately, my real thought, Ethan, also went to, well, but is it really a hate crime? I mean, are they getting beat up just because they're white? And I thought, I don't know. But that's not it. What they're getting beat up for is because he made a statement with this flag on his truck defended that statement and then got hit for it, got punched in the face for it. And so I'm interested, and the state of Utah just is way more broad in the way that we actually define it. And so I fall on the side of this is a hate crime according to the state of Utah, because that's the way the statute is written up, and it might not sound like it. And texters are saying, hey, this is total. This is it's a reverse hate crime, because typically you see you might see a minority that could be attacked. If it was two African-American guys and it was six black guys and they got into an altercation, I don't know, maybe there's a Black Panthers sticker on something, right? Maybe there's something along those lines. I can't think of something that would be, analogous maybe. But if it was reversed, we wouldn't have a question. We would have said, absolutely, six white guys and these two black guys, and the white guys initiate the actual physical contact, we'd call it a hate crime all day long. I don't know why we wouldn't call it the same thing with the Confederate flag and then the way that this ended up.
There would have to be other evidence. The white guys would have to be using the N-word, saying other things. That kind of language would have to be in place for it to be considered.
I know what you're saying. I know it's a difficult delineation, because you can't just.
For me, it's not difficult.
If you don't have, just because my opinion might differ from yours, and I was expressing my opinion, and so that's my First Amendment right, and then you punch me in the face, and then I go, bro, you're trying to stifle my First Amendment rights. This is a hate crime. I think that it might be difficult to prove that it's a hate crime in a court of law, but we open up the door a little bit more, and I think that the crux of this being the Confederate flag, and if you think that the Confederate flag stands for what it does, then absolutely, I think you would think it's a hate crime. You know that that flag stands for something more aggressive than just American freedom. That's not what it is.
It's not what it stands
for. And so because of that, you can also see that that takes the aggression to another level. And then those opinions there are not just opinions. They are real deep-rooted feelings, and that's what got the conversation started. It's aggressive opinion, and it's a stance that somebody's taking other than just, I disagree with you.
I'm not convinced of any of this. Someone texted in a similar sentiment as you that says it's a hate crime. You cannot beat up someone for their opinion. And you cannot. You're right. You can't beat up someone for their opinion, but not because you'll get charged with a hate crime, but because it's illegal to assault
people.
You
can't punch somebody.
And you are protected in what you have to say. You are protected in expressing even unpopular opinions. You're protected by the First Amendment. Now, the First Amendment is really, is primarily to constrain the government. You can't be imprisoned for what you say, even if it's unpopular. But we also have to give each other a lot of space. And we also have to be willing to give each other space when we are expressing unpopular opinion, because at the end of the day, the First Amendment really only protects the unpopular opinions. If you only ever share socially, culturally, religiously accepted opinions, then you have no need of the First Amendment. You will never engage it. It's when someone stands up in a community and says, you know what, I believe in the Confederate flag, that's when the First Amendment gets engaged. When someone stands up in a community of faith and says, you know what, I don't think I believe in God, that's when the First Amendment is engaged.
But in those moments.
But
hold on. I think in our society, we look at the Confederate flag and go, all right, it's probably, it is less looked upon now as a normal thing, and it's more of a pretty extreme view. So when you roll that out in the middle of public, you're making a statement.
You are, and my point is being engaged like that over that statement is not a hate crime.
But it's not. Well, but if somebody attacks you because you have made that
because
that
you made a strong
stance,
opinion, that's in my mind, that's not a hate crime.
Right,
it's assault. It's a violation of your rights for sure. But I don't see that as a hate crime. And I think that what this world definitely does not need is people who can't back up their opinion without crying foul. People who can't take the heat. Now, the assault is unacceptable.
Yeah.
The assault will lead to an arrest. The assault will lead to incarceration. But are you going to stand up and have an unpopular opinion? Well, then you've got to own the consequences of that opinion.
No, but the
that means you're going to have failed relationships. That means you're going to have people looking down on you.
But you
and
have
those
a,
are social
but you
consequences.
Obviously have a reasonable expectation to not be punched.
And
by
saying
anybody.
Yes, you're right. But saying that,
because you're vaguely saying you're kind of asking for it because you're putting that on the back of your
I haven't said that at all. I've said this is not a hate crime, and what we don't need is people crying that they are being victimized with hate when they're not. And I don't think we should do that, especially because of the original purpose of hate crimes.